Yeah, we do need a village. As a parent of a child with special needs, you need a village. You need someone, you need people to back you up.
Yeah.
Special Olympics has become my village. It has become our village. So if I ever need help, I have so many other people to back me up.
Hello, and welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice Podcast. I'm Addie Teeters with Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I'm so thrilled to have two very special guests joining us for this month's podcast. Nicole and Callie Saul both are getting ready to head to USA Games in Minnesota this June. And we're going to unpack today just how their journey has been with Special Olympics Wisconsin overall, the preparation that it's taking to get them to the big stage, the big national games, and they can share with us just what tips they have for other people who want to get involved. So Nicole and Callie, welcome so much.
Thank you.
And Callie, why don't you get us started here? When did you get involved in Special Olympics?
I started when I was 8 years old doing track, and I kind of growed from there. I have lots of friends in Special Olympics, and I'm really excited to go to the USA Games for Team Wisconsin.
Well, Team Wisconsin is so excited to have you represent us, Callie. Nicole, how about you? Tell us about kind of the journey from your perspective.
I was looking for a sport that Callie could be in because we tried regular sports with, quote, normal kids. And it wasn't working for Callie. And then I stumbled across Special Olympics and I just randomly found the team in Wausau, Wisconsin here, put her on it. And she just blossomed from there. And then the coaches that she was working with just said, hey, since you're here every single practice, why don't you help us out and volunteer? Volunteering turned into, why don't you travel with the team and become a coach? And why don't you do everything. So I just kept going and going and going. And then eventually the opportunity came up to become a coach for Team Wisconsin, and I applied and got in. And then Callie applied to be on the team and she got selected. So it just kind of blew up from there, I guess.
So exciting. I can't even imagine. And Nicole, talk about that journey of kind of transitioning from just getting Callie there and getting her to her practices to becoming a coach, because I think there's a lot of people out there that would love to be able to volunteer with Special Olympics Wisconsin and maybe consider coaching, but they're intimidated by the prospect of coaching or maybe think they don't know enough about a sport. What would you say to kind of help somebody maybe along that journey?
I knew nothing about bowling or track or bocce ball or any of those sports. I the only sport I ever grew up knowing about was swimming, and Special Olympics has so much out there to like get the information about the sports. And I guess I just slowly learned about the sports myself and with other coaches and from Special Olympics Wisconsin website. And I enjoy being with the athletes every single day, every single practice. And it's just, you don't have to know anything to be a volunteer. You don't have to know anything to be a coach. You just have to be there to support the athletes and cheer them on.
And Callie, tell us about your preparation. What sport are you taking with you to USA Games? How are you getting ready for this super exciting tournament?
I am doing track, and I am basically practicing every day of the week, and yeah.
And how do you stay focused for this, Callie? I mean, are you a little nervous? How are you getting yourself mentally prepared for this?
She joined her high school track team.
Yes, I did.
You did, Callie. That's so awesome.
They're helping her achieve some goals of getting faster and stronger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's got to feel so cool, Callie, because then now you're being included with an entirely different group of people too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And making some new friends, I bet.
Yeah. Yep.
That's so awesome. I think there's this whole other deeper level for families that are getting involved in Special Olympics, for parents, guardians, caregivers. I mean, you sort of need a network. You need a village. And how has that experience shaped you just from the other side?
Yeah, we do need a village. As a parent of a child with special needs, you need a village. You need someone, you need people to back you up. This is my village.
Yeah.
Special Olympics has become my village. It has become our village. So if I ever need help, I have so many other people to back me up.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a village.
Woo, look at
you. You did that to me.
I think we did it to each other. But I think it's important for our listeners and for everybody who tunes into this podcast to understand that it's so much deeper than just these competitions you see at the surface, right? It's, of course, it's about the sport, and it's about really, you know, leveling that playing field. But when we talk about, you know, taking care of all of us as the whole human, and not just the athletes, but staff, parents, volunteers, we all sort of take care of each other, right?
Right. If I have a bad day, it's like the athletes know I have a bad day, but then the other parents know I'm having a bad day, and they're like, hey, why don't you just step back today and we'll take over? Or the athletes like, come on, coach, you can do it. And, you know, then they kind of build me up too. Mm-hmm. Like I build them up, they build me up. So it's just a whole round circle.
Well, there, you know, that's why we try to encourage people to just come and check us out. Even if you're just a fan in the stand at one of our regional competitions, or you sign up for a 4-hour volunteer shift. I like to try to tell people that it almost feels like a little break from the real world, a little utopia where you're going to come and enjoy your time and not be judged and just be included and welcomed. And Callie, can you talk about that? How, you know, when the volunteers come, or when you're hanging out with your other athletes, how everybody just belongs?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of exciting to like see my friends and kind of hang out with them, because I know they're just like me, and they're just enjoying everything and participating and racing with each other and just enjoying ourselves.
And Nicole, what would you say to just kind of the average human out there in Wisconsin right now that is would like to learn more or would like to participate, but they just don't even know if they're ready or if they can get started or if they're feeling a little nervous? What would you say to someone?
Just do it. Just take the first step. Just come to a competition, come to a practice. It'll change your life. Mm-hmm. Just come see what they're doing. You will see nothing but positive energy from every single person that is standing there. Just take that first step.
Mm-hmm. Callie, what are you most excited about for USA Games?
I'm most excited to get lots of signatures from other teams and get lots of pin trading in and lots of shopping.
I mean, you're going to be in the big city of Minneapolis. I mean, you have to get some shopping in, ladies, right?
Yeah.
Callie, can you talk about the pin exchange? Because I don't know if everybody knows what that is.
It's kind of like where you get like a pin and you kind of trade it with other athletes for like another pin. So, yeah.
From state to state.
From state to state, yeah.
Right. So we all have our own special designs of pins, and then you want to hopefully collect a bunch from other states, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to make new friends just with people from other states too, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's already collecting signatures on the big USA Games flag from all of her friends here, and she's going to take that to USA Games and hopefully collect even more.
Yep.
Well, and what about you, What about you, Nicole? What are you feeling? I mean, this is so big. I don't know if all of our listeners or, you know, if folks understand the size and scale of USA Games. I mean, we're talking more than 4,000 athletes competing. Mm-hmm. So what are you feeling, Nicole? Besides just getting that packing list ready, right?
I want to use proper English, but I don't. I'm like uber excited to just see everybody compete and watch them and just hope they do their, you know, I know they'll do their best, but, you know, watch them compete. And I just want to experience it all, like every single thing that's there. I want to experience it all right with the athletes and see what they're doing and, you know, give them all high fives. And that's, I don't even care about the shopping. I just want to see it all. See it all and do it all.
And what are you going to be coaching, Nicole?
I will be the assistant bowling coach.
Awesome. How's your team shaping up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing amazing. We have our last full team practice next Sunday before the game. So it'll be the last time we get together before the game. So.
Oh my God. And you guys had training camp, right?
Mm-hmm. We just had training camp. Yep.
What's so that was about? Fun.
Oh, that was fun. We all got together for the last time before USA Games as an entire team of all the athletes and coaches and separated and did practices and stuff. And what else did we do?
We tried on our gear.
Our gear?
Yep.
We got our gear.
Yep.
That we can't wear.
The gear is so cool. I know. I want to wear the gear so bad, but we can't wear it yet, can we?
We can't wear it. It's tucked away.
Oh, that's so well, and I want our listeners to understand that too. When we talk about, you know, the kit that everybody gets and the gear, I mean, our Special Olympics USA Games delegates from Wisconsin, we make sure that you feel professional heading there. So that means you get your backpacks, you get all your shirts, your uniforms, you know, your dab kit to put all your toiletries in. Like we, you know, you get all your tags, your jackets, right? You get everything you need to be fully uniformed the whole time.
Yeah. We even got 3 hats this year.
it might be sweaty. It might be a little toasty, right? You never know. You never know. Oh, well, I think this is going to be just the coolest experience. And I love that you guys get to do it together. What a huge experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. The only thing I'm not looking forward to is I won't probably be able to see Callie compete, but I will get to hear about her competing. Yes. So that'll be fun.
Yes. And that is a little tricky when you're kind of sharing mom hat and coach's hat, and that's tricky.
It is. Yep. It is, but we're going to make it work.
Yep.
So.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be there with my family at opening ceremonies. And so if you hear somebody crazy loud crying and cheering from the stands, you guys know that's me. So
I don't know. Callie would say I'll probably be the loudest. Yep.
I love, you know, it's always the moms, right? We always, sometimes she still has to embarrass you just a little bit, Callie. So
Yep.
Oh, well, you guys, congratulations. I hope you have the best time. And just thank you so much to both of you for representing Wisconsin as part of our delegation. We know that you're going to do amazing. Have so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, please stay tuned to this podcast and also to our website. We are going to be updating our social media throughout that entire last week of June so that everybody can follow along and be a part of the Wisconsin delegation as they head to USA Games. So continue to check us out. Please follow us at www.specialolympicswisconsin.org and follow this team on this amazing journey.